Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 65th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter number 48 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The adoption of Joseph's sons Ephraim and Manasseh explains why there are 12 tribes often listed in different combinations. There's actually 12 actual sons of Jacob. When you add Ephraim and Manasseh to it, that's 14. However, you take Joseph out of the way because he was not named in the tribes. Constantly you'll see it's come to the 13 tribes, okay? Are y'all following this? Yes, this is no. All right. Because of the adoption, there were actually 13 sons of Israel. You following? Because Ephraim and Manasseh took Joseph's place in the dividing of the tribes. There were 12 born, but Joseph was divided into two tribes. Hope that makes sense to you. For instance, when we read of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they're different, sometimes they're listed differently. In the book of Revelation, chapter number 7, we see the sealing of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we'll get there in a few months when we start beginning the book of Revelation. The tribe of Dan is not mentioned in Revelation chapter number 7. And when we get there, I give you a reason I really believe. The reason Dan's not mentioned in the sealing in Revelation chapter number 7. However, there's other places where Dan is mentioned. Let me give you another example. And maybe the tribe of Levi is not mentioned. Let me give you another example of that. We read in Joshua chapter 14 through 21. When Joshua conquered Canaan, remember the story, Joshua won the battle of Jericho. And he came over and he conquered all the land, the inhabitants, defeated the enemies, and he could divide the land to the different tribes. Well, the land would be divided into 12 portions to 12 different tribes. And we see it in Joshua 14 through 21, the divisions. Which tribe got which section of land? If you have a good Bible geography map, so to speak, you could look in the old, when this was done, a good Bible geography will show you the tribe of Dan was here, you know, to the north. And you got Benjamin, you know, the tribe of Manasseh, the tribe of you don't want to talk about it on these Bible maps. It'll show you what area of Israel that they would have inhabited. Well, the land would be divided into 12 portions given to the 12 tribes. The tribe of Levi would be the 13th tribe, and they would not receive any portion of the land, but actually dwelt in 48 cities that were given them. We read that in the book in Joshua, but a portion of land was not given to them. They were allowed to live. Each of the tribe had to give them 4 cities. That's why when you're reading Joshua, they got 48 cities. Is this making sense to y'all? I'll keep going. This is why you need to be a Bible student. I'm trying to help you here, okay? In the book of Joshua, you see where they receive 48 cities. There's 12 tribes. Each tribe gave them 4 cities in which to dwell in. They couldn't obtain a portion of it. This is where they could live in these 4 cities. I went to Auburndale High School. 4 times 12 is 48. Okay, and Joshua mentions 48 cities, but a portion of the land was not given to them. 4 cities of each tribe was of the 12 tribes. We see that in Joshua chapter 14 through 21. If you're interested in further study, interesting study how he did that. And in all of that, we're going to see, but when we get to the end of the chapter, that actually Joseph receives a double portion. How did he receive a double portion? Because his 2 sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, each got a portion. That's his sons. And we see where you read through this chapter, Jacob aptly said, you actually said you received a double portion, which, wait a minute, I thought the eldest would receive the double portions. Wasn't Joseph one of the younger ones? Yeah. But often through Scripture, you see where it's not always where the eldest would always receive the double portions. And we'll get in that in just a minute about some of the youngers were blessed. Well, let's move on quickly. Verse number 8. I love this section. And Israel, now he's called Israel. By the way, there's no mistakes in your Bible. Amen, preacher. If he's Jacob in that verse, he's Jacob. If it's Israel, he's Israel. Okay? And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, who are these? Remember, his eyesight's dimming. Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, these are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. In other words, they were born in Egypt. Okay? And he said, bring them, I pray, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age. There is the word dim again. It literally means they were heavy. Probably like me, I'm starting to get cataracts. And one day I'm going to Columbia. Jim, the guy who, I had LASIK surgery in Columbia. Jim set it up. I need to get my cat. This cheap in Columbia. Okay. So when you get back, I got to have cataracts. Everything, it's getting cloudy, you know, and I need to be cleared up. So anyway, his eyes were dim so that he could not see. So he, speaking of Jacob, or Joseph, brought them near unto him, Jacob, and he kissed them and embraced them. So grandpa is kissing the sons. Boy, what a time to add you. Don't you love your grandkids? Amen. If I knew if grandkids were this much fun, I'd had them first. All right. You'll get that on the way home. But he loved his grandkids. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God had showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. What a picture. What a picture. At this point, Jacob saw that Joseph was not alone. Because of his eyesight, he couldn't see very well. Joseph said, these are my two sons. Jacob said, bring them to me and I'll bless them. But notice in verse 11, Israel thanked God that he had allowed him to see not only Joseph again, but also his grandchildren. Jacob, in years past, thought he'd never see Joseph. He thought Joseph was dead. Remember the coat of many colors and it was blood and all that ripped apart? Remember that? The story there? And anyway, he thought he was dead. And I thought I'd never see you again, much less my grandkids. That's what he's saying here. And then in verse number 12, we see that Joseph bowed himself to his dad, still showing great respect and reverence to his father. And I have a note here, honor thy father and thy mother. Now remember, Joseph was the second in charge of all Egypt. I mean, he was the big, we would say in Kenyan Swahili, samaki mkubwa. He was a big dog. He was the big fish. He controlled all the land. Nobody was more powerful than him, the Pharaoh himself. But yet, Joseph bowed the knee to his dad. He honored his dad. Next week we have Father's Day. We're to honor our fathers. Amen? Just a sideline. Boy, I sure miss my dad. Well, that's what happened here. Joseph bowed himself with his face. He's referring to Joseph here, to his dad. He honored his dad. He loved his dad. Well, verse number 13 through 16. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel, left hand. I want you to get the picture. Ephraim is the youngest. And he put him in Israel's left hand. And Manasseh, who's the eldest, in his left hand toward Israel's right hand. And he brought them near unto them. Joseph had something in mind here because he knew that Jacob was going to pronounce blessings upon these boys. And Joseph, in verse number 14, and Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it. Remember, there Ephraim's over here. Manasseh's over here. Jacob took his hand and went like this. Are you following? He crossed his arms. That's what he's saying here. And laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.